Good morning. Lots and lots of love to you on this beautiful morning. I'm looking at the mist, the misty clouds over the mountain tops here. The sun's just come up. So this morning we're going to talk about a subject which is dear to all of us, very dear to our hearts. Something that affects every single one of us pretty much every single day. And that subject is relationships. How to have wonderful relationships. How are we going to overcome these various different problems and difficulties we have with other people? We're specifically talking about relationships with people here, because even though life is all about relationships with everything, with ourselves firstly, with the divine, with the universe in general, with the physical world, Mother Nature, the climate, with our health, with the animals and the animal kingdom. But the main thing that we have a ongoing and significant relationship with is other people, human beings, our brothers and sisters. So how are we going to deal with all these people and all these situations that we come across all the time? So you may have, well, not you may have, you definitely will have experienced all kinds of different things in your life already with other people. And it can be a general thing, such as the government or the people behind the government having issues with them, and why are they totally trashing the world, you're probably thinking. There can be issues with companies, with the bank, with the credit card companies, with institutions. It could be with anything that's outside of you. And then, of course, it becomes more close, people you know personally, people in the office, people you work with, and then the people who you live with, the people who are around you all the time that you're coming face to face with. And then there's relationships with your parents, possibly your children if you have children. So there's all kinds of different relationships. There's the next door neighbor, relationships with people on television in one way or another, email relationships with people, endless, endless. And as time speeds up and as communication speeds up with these cell phones and extremely high-speed internet, everything is quick, 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 quick. So we're having relationships with lots of different people in different ways. So how can we have a good, a beautiful, a nourishing, genuine relationships with everyone? And of course, it comes back to ourselves firstly, doesn't it? Because if our life has various dysfunctional relationships in it, then life is painful. Nearly all of our pain comes from these relationships. So if we can manage to work out how to deal with it in a way which is genuinely harmonious and brings us joy, brings us empowerment, doesn't drain our energy, then we're going to have a great life. And if we don't know how to do that, then we're going to deal with constant stress. A lot of people don't like other people, so they kind of keep away from them, and they get cats and dogs because they can love their dog, but they can't love anyone else very easily. Probably because the dog doesn't talk back to them and give them a hard time. So we're going to have to deal with this. There's different people, different levels of consciousness, all kinds of things going on. Then there's the government and all the things, everything. Just add it all up. It's a very complicated soup that we're dealing with. But it's a moment-to-moment thing. So how are we going to deal with these different relationships? A few things that I've experienced over the years have been very helpful. And in many ways, we have to be crushed, I've noticed. Certainly my experience is there's knowledge and wisdom and clarity, and then there's the hands-on, practical, moment-to-moment experiences. And often that's an ego death. It's a crushing experience. And so the dysfunctional belief systems and ways of being are actually removed forcefully. And so we go through both in general. Some people, very, very rare individual, only goes through the knowledge, the wisdom phase. They don't have to be slapped about a bit and shaken around and thrown in the ocean and getting pounded by waves. Most of us have to go through that. So it's a very rare individual who doesn't go through any stress, any trials before they learn a few things. So if you're getting completely hammered, then actually it's a good thing. So don't see it as anything wrong. It's a good thing. You'll come out the other end feeling much more free, much more yourself, liberated. So a few things that have been really, really, really helpful for me over the years are understanding that, firstly, I have to change. Firstly, I have to change. I've gone around thinking that other people are wrong, they're doing something that's annoying me, why are they doing this, why are they doing that? This question, why comes up. And I have got this judgmental attitude that they should be doing something other than what they are doing, that something's wrong, has to be changed. Why don't they change? Why does he always do that every day? Can't believe he's still doing that, you know. And it can be that you might give your request to somebody, I'd really appreciate it if you would just stop doing that and start doing this, and even then they don't change. So the first thing that I've learned personally is I have to change. I honestly take the attitude, forget about anyone else. If no one else in the world changes at all, then that's fine. But I have to change. I have to change the way I see things, I have to change my attitude, the way I speak, the way that I feel, how I relate, everything. That I have to change first. Whereas in the past, it's caused me so much sorrow, it really has. And a lot of disappointment when people say they're going to be one way, or I have expectations that they're going to be one way, and when it comes down to it, they're just going to be however they are. And that's brought me a lot of disappointment and unhappiness, because any expectation is basically setting us up for disappointment. And a lot of people, and it's worth checking this in yourself, a lot of us have believed that it's reasonable, it's fair enough for us to have expectations of others, you know, because we think that life should be a certain way, and there is this, the word should. It should be like this, it should be like that. You know, because we have these tacit agreements, we have these cultural agreements with each other that things should be like this, and we learn things in school, it should be like this and it shouldn't be like that. So we think, well, I expect you to behave like this, and it's reasonable for me to expect that because everyone should be doing this, and that's just the way it is, and you know better, so you should be doing this. But any expectation at all is actually unreasonable, because people are only going to do what they're going to do anyway. So if I have an expectation, the end result is that I get upset. They're still going to do what they do anyway, but the end result for me, or for you, is that we're the ones who suffer, you know? If we didn't have the expectation, then we would be free, you know? We allow things to happen as they're going to happen, because they're going to happen however they're supposed to happen anyway, regardless of what we may think or our judgments around what should and shouldn't be happening. So if we're free from expectations, it's a big thing. It's a big thing to be free from expectations. But if we start cultivating this awareness, then it leads to a high level of freedom. So I'm going to give you a moment now just to think about this. How many expectations do you have right now of other people? It could be your family, could be the bank, teachers, even yourself. And we believe these expectations are reasonable, that's the thing. They go unseen because they appear to be reasonable. And please, yet again, excuse these buses. It's hard to escape the buses, they're very loud and polluted. But yet again, if I have expectations that the buses are more quiet and they're not, then that's a problem. And also, trying to get a studio here, there's various places with studios, but India is a bit old school, you know, they make you run around a bit, they're a bit behind schedule, they often don't even turn up. So I decided it's better just to change myself, in the sense that I shouldn't wait around for a studio, and should just record these things sitting in this beautiful place here. So look at it, the expectations. It's a simple thing, and of course, you know, we have to be practical. There's like, it's a paradox, like everything, because in one sense we make appointments with people, you know, so in a sense there's an agreement, so you're going to be there on time because you've made an appointment. It's not that you just expect that no one ever turns up for anything ever, and you don't turn up either because you expect them not to be there, because then you're expecting them not to do something. So we go along with our appointments and our agreements, but internally there is a feeling that we don't expect them to do anything. So if they do, think about the psychology here, if you don't expect them to do anything at all, and then they do, then it's like a bonus, it's a gift, and you're being blessed, you know? Like, imagine if you didn't expect anyone to be nice to you, to be pleasant to you ever. You didn't have that expectation that they should be like this, this, and this. And then they were, then it's a joy, you know? The less expectations we have, the happier we are, and the more everything's a gift. You know, if you expect good health, and you expect everyone to be nice to you, and that you expect that things are going to be delivered on time, and that this is going to turn up when it's supposed to, and that there's always going to be water, and there's always going to be whatever you want in the fridge, and you're always going to have the same amount of money, and the banks are always going to be the same, and everything's going to carry on. And then all of a sudden they don't, then who suffers? You're the one who suffers, you know? Whereas if you didn't have those expectations, then on a regular and ongoing basis, your life is a blessing. Things are being given to you. It's wonderful being in these third world countries, because people live in such a simple way, you know? They really do, and they get on with it. So if you were to come to India and meet the people here, they don't expect a lot of the things that people in the West expect. They've got different expectations, they've got different understanding of life. I was speaking to someone from Pakistan, who's moved to Pakistan to try and help people out and give them meditation courses, and he was telling me that every hour the electricity goes off, so they have an hour on and an hour off, an hour on and an hour off, and it's very, very hot, so when it goes off, then all the fans go off, all the AC goes off. You know, imagine that, every hour, if you're living in really hot in the middle of summer, and every hour the electricity went off. So, the less expectations we have, the more there's a feeling of blessings being given, gifted. And another thing when it comes to people, especially people close to us, and if you've been in a, you know, close, intimate relationship with anyone, then you'll know that acceptance is so important, you know. So I've gone through all kinds of different things where the bottom line is there's always expectations. I expect them to be one way and they're not. And what has been such a saving grace for me is to realize and to really mean this, you know, because all these things are practical. We have to mean it from the depth of our heart. But if we can say from the depths, from the real core of our heart, that I accept this person and I give them permission, and I allow them to be who they are. I allow them to be who they are in their fullest. Whatever they are, whoever they are, I fully accept them. Fully accept them, love them, forgive them. They are allowed to be whoever they are. Honestly, from the depth of my heart, I give that blessing. I release them from my expectations and my projections about anything, and I allow them to be who they are. Such a beautiful thing to do, and it transforms relationships, it really does. Because the other person then doesn't get this heavy feeling from us, you know. They actually become more loving and more gentle and more genuine when we do that. So remember, I have to change first, not the other person has to change and then I'll feel better. This is the biggest trap we get in, that I'm stressed because of you, you know. You are the cause of my problems. Do you ever see yourself doing that or hear that? You're the problem. I'm so angry and my life is such a mess because of you. You know, what a ridiculous... That's the general way people are seeing it, but that is completely ridiculous because I can't change anyone. If you've ever tried to change anyone, I've tried to change people. Have a look, see if... Look at your own life. Have you tried to change anyone? Well, if you have, you'll probably realize it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Never works. So it's much better to just to honestly, in your heart, allow them to be who they are. And way of doing that, way of actually being able to do that, because it's all very well us saying, yeah, just allow them to be who they are and feel this love in your heart. That's all very easy to say in words. But how are we going to do it practically? So what's helped me, really, 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 really helpful, is to understand that everyone has a different state of consciousness, different level of consciousness, different state of being. So some people have a very, very high state of being, and they're very loving all the time, and no matter what happens, they think everything's beautiful and lovely, and they're constantly giving love, you know? And this really is the natural state of human beings. That's our original nature, is to be loving, gentle. But also, there are different levels of consciousness. People have been traumatized, they've gone through all kinds of things. The culture we live in is not the most supportive of being loving and being aware that we're spiritual beings, that we're eternally free, eternally safe. You know, these things that we talk about, they're not in the mass culture. And so to understand that everyone has their own level of consciousness is extremely liberating. So what this has done for me is that if I accept that everyone has a different level of consciousness, everyone has their own role in the world, everyone's got their part to play, and that there is a divine plan underpinning everything as well. This is important, you know. So this, there is a plan, there is a divine plan. Everything is happening in its own perfect way, you know. And the more we get into consciousness, understanding truth, understanding reality, we realize that things are just happening. Everything is happening in its perfect way. And if we're not seeing that, then we're basically in a state of judgment. You know, saying that you know better than God, or you know better than the divine destiny of the world, you know, which is somewhat arrogant, I would say. How can it be that my ego knows better than the whole of the world, the whole of creation? You know, it's a bit out of control, but anyway, that's kind of like what we're dealing with. And so to understand that there's different levels of consciousness and that everyone is doing whatever they're doing their best, they're having a go, and they're only going to do whatever is destined for them to do. Whatever level of consciousness they're at, that's great for now, you know? And they're all going through their process, everyone is. So whether it's the neighbours, whether it's the person you live with all the time, whether it's your children, your loved ones, your parents, your people you work with, whoever it is, they're doing their best and they're going through their process. And even the supposedly spiritual people who you think should know better and should be doing better, even they're having a go, you know, they're doing their best. So we don't need to have expectations of anyone at all. And then we feel freed. So, along with this, another way of just stopping these judgments and getting rid of these expectations is that we don't realize our own weaknesses, you know. We're quick to judge others, you know. It's very easy to say, you know, 10 things wrong with someone else, but we somehow believe that we're spot on, we're immaculate, and I've never done anything wrong. And that's the reason that we judge others, is because we're taking a position that I know best, me, I know the best, I'm the king of the world, and all these terrible people, these ruffians, these less than people, they look what they're up to, and complaining, and telling them they're not good enough, or just thinking these negative thoughts about people, seeing their weaknesses. So just check yourself. It's good for check ourselves. When we're doing this, when we're having this judgmental attitude and putting people down and having these negative thoughts and complaining, yet again, who is it that is experiencing everything? Let's say everything they're doing genuinely is wrong, you know, let's say, you know, certain things, you can tell, you know, like, say someone's killing someone in front of you, or they're, you know, there's some things which we don't want to say right and wrong, but let's say, just for the sake of it, that they did something which was harmful and hurtful towards somebody. Even then, do I need to take sorrow? Do I need to judge them? Do I need to focus on that? Is that helping the situation? Let's just assume, for example, or suppose that you were completely justified in your opinion of someone being wrong. Is it still worthwhile you seeing that, judging them, and feeling the feelings? It's just good remembering again and again, you're the one who's experiencing life all the time. Every single moment, every single second, you're the one who's experiencing your own personal version of life. And so, if we can honestly accept this and realize that regardless of what anyone's doing, my job, our job, is to be happy, is to give blessings, is to maintain our own level of peace and love and blessings. Because how does it feel? Just imagine for a moment you were looking at all these things that could be seen as wrong or bad or whatever, but you are taking a position that everyone is good, they're all your brothers and sisters, they're spiritual beings, they're in the perfect place at the perfect time in the divine destiny of everything, that you honestly accept in your heart and you give them the blessing that they can be who they are. You allow them to be fully who they are, give them permission to be fully who they are, and you focus your attention on the essence of that being, which is good. The essence of everyone is pure, sweet, loving, gentle. That is the essence of every single being. And so, how would you feel if you're focusing on the good essence, the sweetness, the love in everyone, allowing them to be who they are, releasing expectations, understanding the divine destiny that is flowing constantly in its own perfect way, how would you feel? It's good to consider these things. So your homework is to listen to this again. Don't take these things as being obvious, because the question is, on a moment-to-moment basis, are you having expectations? Are you judging other people? Are you complaining? Do you accept people as they are? Do you give them permission in your heart to be exactly who they are? Are you seeing them as part of your family, that they belong to you? Do you understand that everyone has their own level of consciousness, their own state of being, and accept that as reality? And probably the most important thing, do you realize that you have to change first? Forget about the government changing or your partner changing. I have to change first. Me first. Me first. In everything else, you know, when it comes to giving blessings, you give blessings to everyone else. But when it comes to change, then it's me. I have to change first. So practice this. Practice this. This is an understanding. You know, you need to think about these things. Feel it. Think it. Feel it. This is deep understanding. You know, it takes time. If you find yourself still getting angry and irritated and stressed, that's okay, it's fine, you know, we're all going through a process. But when you do go in those states, rather than pointing the finger and judging others and criticizing and complaining, just realize everyone's doing their best, they're all your family, give them permission to be who they are. Realize you are the only person in the world who has to change, it's only you. You're the only one who's experiencing your reality. And one of the most beautiful things for me that came some time ago, and it was such a gem, a real gem, was to realize that in a sense, this world is only mine. Because I'm the only one who experiences my own version of the world. And you are the only one who experiences your version of the world. You know, no one can see the world in exactly the same way. And so, in a sense, we can say that the world is contained within us. And we've talked about this before. And without going into too much detail on that, I had this very deep feeling and experience that, considering, let's say, for example, the world genuinely is in me, or the world is in you, if I honestly see it in that way, then what's the attitude that's going to bring me the most joy? Not the most appropriate, but what attitude, what way of seeing my world is going to be the most beneficial for me? And what I realized was that if the whole world is in me, then I might as well just love everything. I might as well just really love everything and everyone. Because then I'm going to feel better. Because it's my world I'm looking at, you know. This isn't like this big bad outside world and all these terrible people. It's my world. It belongs to me. It's mine. And this world you're experiencing belongs to you. That's your world. And even this audio file is in your world, you know. All these people, the situations, everything is in your world. Whether the Illuminati and everything, they're all in your world. So love everything. Love them all. Because the attitude of love is going to make you feel love. You'll be overflowing with love. How would you like to feel that? Just imagine one day if you realize that the whole world belongs to you, it's your world, and you just loved everything and everyone, and you saw the wonder in everything. How would you feel? And in terms of relationships, I learned this from my partner. I wasn't in a relationship, an intimate relationship, for a long time on purpose, because I wanted to focus on my spiritual development and just really get to know myself more. And then I decided that it was a good idea for me to get into a relationship with someone, because I realized there's a lot of learning there, because the other person becomes a bit like a mirror, and my various idiosyncrasies and little issues come to the surface, and I can let them go quickly. So I really appreciate that. And what I realized with the other person was that I realized she is a being that responds to love. She's a being that responds to love. So that sounds obvious, yeah, but I like to use that, those words. That kind of came to me. This being who I'm relating to, here it is, here's a being. This being responds to love. And I realized every time I was loving, genuinely loving, then she would respond to that love and would completely change. You know, let's say she was upset about something or whatever. That being responds to love. And it just became like almost like a mantra to me. This is a being that responds to love. And everyone is a being that responds to love. So the more I realized that, saw the love in myself and extended that to the other, there was such a difference in the relationships. And so by me changing, I realized I have to just cultivate a loving feelings and loving attitude, and then everyone else becomes loving, you know. And it's the same with respect. How can we really expect to get any respect from anyone else? You know, demanding respect is a bit of a problem. You're forcing it on others. It's not genuine. So if I first give respect to other people, then they respect me. And I do genuinely notice that. If I just respect everyone, which I pretty much do, they're all worthy of respect, they're all eternal beings, then there's respect. I notice that people who can be complaining and criticizing and judgmental of others, you know, and talking down, they don't speak like that to me. In fact, hardly ever I come across anyone who speaks to me with any disrespect. And I believe it's because I respect them, you know, in a general attitude of respect. So understand, you have to change first. I'm not telling you to change. I'm not asking you to change. But for yourself, you're the one to change. When it comes to me, I have to change first. You can stay the same. As far as I'm concerned, you're fine just the way you are. But for you, understand that you are the one who's in control of your life. And if you treat everyone with respect, and you have that beautiful attitude, and take the things on that we've talked about, make a note of this stuff, you know. Check yourself. Check and change, check and change, check and change. No need to be judgmental or harsh on yourself. These things take time, you know. Changing long ingrained habits that have come since childhood and maybe many, many previous lives, getting rid of all that is not the easiest thing to do. But this is a supportive time we're living in. It's the age of pleasure. It's the age of change. It's the end of an old system and the beginning of a world of love. And so everything is moving towards that anyway. So we've got the blessings of time, we've got the blessings of God, we've got the blessings of the world on us. So there's a lot of support, and you just need to take that one step of courage to change, make those little changes, and then the whole universe and the divine is going to do thousands and thousands of steps for you. So you only have to do a little bit in that one little moment when these things come up. We only deal with one moment at a time. Just deal with that one moment and life will be sweet. You just need to make that slight change in that moment, in that now. You've only got that now to deal with. And there's so much support, there's so many blessings that are going to come to you. So, I shall leave it there. If you have any thoughts or feedback or want any clarification, then you can just let me know, let us know. Have a beautiful day. Have a day of love. Just apply these things and see how they work. Listen to this stuff as much as you need to. Make notes. And enjoy yourself. Loads of love. Aloha.